Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 11. Everybody there? Can we read this together, please? This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Hello. Come on. You get it? If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Hello. Keep going. He says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Now let me share something with you. Being taken captive by the devil means that you've become a POW. Prisoner of war. Is everybody with me? You become a POW because we are in a war, aren't we? Amen? And in this war, the devil is trying to take you captive, isn't he? No matter what it is. But we need to change this POW to a BOW. Hello. That means believe, obey, and worship. Hello? Instead of a prisoner of war, become a believer, an obeyer, and a worshiper. And we've got to come out of this set, because what the enemy does is bring individuals into captivity to become a prisoner. The world operates under the sway of the wicked one, doesn't he? That's why when people go to doctors, the only thing a doctor usually knows is what he's been taught by the wisdom of the world. So when the doctor checks you out, he says, man, you crazy. What's the matter with you? Why do you think this and whatever and this? You tell me, the first thing they want to know is, do you hear voices? Hello? Do you see things? Yeah. Well, take this. You must have ADP. You must have POW. He doesn't even know what it is, does he? You must have this. Well, let me just put this simple label on you. Schizophrenia. You know why? Because they do not know how to cure it. They only know how to medicate it. And it brings people into captivity. P-O-W. Prisoners of war. Amen? As I begin to label these things, people begin to act upon it. See, because once you agree with it, you got it. Does everybody understand that? Once you agree with it, it's yours. Does everybody understand this? So, you've got an addictive behavior. Well, who doesn't? It's called flesh. I mean, you don't think about it. Everybody has addictive behavior. It's called flesh. It's called self. Go talk to a child. That child's got an addictive behavior. What's he want? Everything for himself. That's addictive. Amen? But the world is not. Why? Because the world is under the sway of the wicked one, and its purpose is to bring mankind into captivity, which they become prisoners of war. And in prisoners of war, there's torture. They torture prisoners. Hello. Torment of a prisoner of war. It's a terrible place to be. Amen? These pilots that have flown over and done missions and their plane gets shot and they have to parachute and they're trying to avoid being captured because they know the torment and starvation and abuse that awaits them. And that's what the devil looks forward to. He doesn't want to kill you right away sometimes. He wants to torment you for a while because it brings him pleasure because he hates you so badly. Does everybody understand this? So what he does is he loves to play games with you. He loves to tease you. He loves to give you things and then take them away to bring torment. Come on, are you getting this? You got to remember something. Yes, his final result is to kill you. But as long as he can play with you and tease you and keep you occupied or captive in an arena so that you will not fulfill the will of God, man, he'll keep you alive. And once you are desiring to fulfill the will of God, once you break loose of his stuff, then he wants to kill you. Does everybody? So once you escape the POW, once you escape that arena and you come to your senses and come out of this captivity, now he's after you. Hello. The Bible says that the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. Now I want to share a couple of quick things because this scripture is very powerful. One of the things he says that, you know, we're to do to prevent from becoming a POW is shun the ungodly tongue. Hello. Shun the ungodly tongue. Right? He says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, cleanses his past. In other words, one of the ways of cleansing your past is breaking soul ties. Breaking curses. Repenting for the things you've done and associated with. And not going back to activate your past again. Hello. You know, because one of the things the devil always wants to do is bring your past up to the present. First thing, somebody who's come off of medication or whatever, because the devil's had that person bound for a long time, the first thing he says, man, you need your medication, man. Look at how you're feeling. You know, your medication would really help. The person begins to reason in that in their mind. You know, yeah, maybe that drink would help. Maybe that hit would help. Maybe that dope would help. Maybe that sex would help. Maybe, see, they're looking, they're in captivity already. Does everybody got it? They've already been taken because they've already touched with the reasoning. Now it's just a matter of time to where it manifests. Well, you know, but it feels good. Well, that's a lie from hell anyways. Because it doesn't. It's temporary. It's a temporary fix. It's a temporary night. It's a temporary buzz. It's temporary. Amen? But the person is taken into captivity, isn't he? The Bible tells us here, he says, listen, flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call out on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. In other words, you want to stop, prevent yourself from going in captivity? Don't hang around with those that are not right with God, even though they claim to be Christians. Don't hang around with them. Yeah, man, I'm a believer. On Sunday. Tuesday night. And Friday. The rest of the week, forget it. I'm out for myself. Hello? That's not a believer. That's a deceiver. And has been deceived and taken to captivity. And that's an individual that's a POW. He's a prisoner or she's a prisoner of war. Amen? So, you know, that's why the Bible says, come out from among them. Don't be unevenly yoked. Let me share something with you. If God hasn't sent you to that job, you're unevenly yoked. If you're associated with individuals that God hasn't associated or sent those individuals to you, you're unevenly yoked. It's amazing in how many believers that I've counseled with where people want to get married. The one person is bound by religiosity. The other one is spirit-filled. And you would think that the one that's spirit-filled would have the discernment to see it ain't time yet. Until, when we get together, we'll just fix it all up. Oh, no, you won't. You a POW. You're a POW. And you need to bow. Because see, the devil came up and went, POW. And you became a POW. Amen? And Jesus is saying, bow. Oh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. It says avoid arrogant disputes. Right? Man, people get in disputes over the word of God. Brothers and sisters living in the same houses or in the same area in the same God, they get in disputes over the word of God. Why, you religious little spirit, you? That's all they're doing is jumping up and down saying, my flesh is bigger than yours. Hello? What are they trying to do? Prove how much you know. And you no longer have been a believer? Not long enough. When I first got saved and stuff, and man, I was on fire for God. You know, I was a reckless kid. You know, like somebody with a brand new license that just wanted, you remember when you first got your license, you want to drive everywhere? You know, you go home, hey, don't we need any milk? And you went and never went and got milk before. I'll go. You know. You come back. Do we need bread? God, is there, did we get dinner tonight? I'll go get it. Dad, let me have the keys. You know. It was like a kid with a brand new toy. You know, the power and the presence of God. Man, I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. I wanted to lay hands on everyone and see lightning hit them. Amen, yes. I love to see people flip and flap like a fish. Caught one. No, you clean it. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus, and you know, I kept running into so much religiosity. They wanted to know my credentials. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Furubokosu. Oh. You got a demon. Of course, they didn't even know what one was. You know, I mean, they never cast out one. But man, I was on fire. I just wanted to go around telling everybody about Jesus, but others just would not cooperate. I kept running into religious walls. First thing he would ask me, how long you been a believer? I didn't know there was a requisition of how long. A request. How long you been a believer? Let me see. 2 months. And you want to have an outreach here? Yeah. Yeah. And you want to send people to my church? Yes. 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 You're getting it now. Well, we haven't had an outreach here in 13 years. This place ain't going to get saved. I'm telling you, I thought, whoa. Whoa. And then I would express my experience with this person. I would say, that's not God. God doesn't do that stuff. Obviously. For you, he doesn't do this stuff. I turned around and walked away. I said, Dad, what's up? Have I gone bonkers? Is all this my imagination? Wait a minute. Nope, you're still there. I still feel on fire. I still love you. I don't care about nothing. I just want to serve you. I said, Lord, I just want to know you. I said, now what's the problem? He said, he don't know me. He don't know me. I thought, wow. See, I didn't know about religion then. To me, I couldn't understand. I mean, this guy was quoting scriptures up and down. I didn't know what to go. Did you know what such and such says, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says? No, I don't. I told you I've only been saved 2 months. But I can tell you about Jesus. I can tell you about the Father. And I can tell you about the Holy Ghost. And he's here with me now. His name's Buddy. You want me to introduce you to Buddy? There's no Buddy in the Bible. What do you mean there's no Buddy in the Bible? The place is loaded with buddies. That preacher and pastor was a POW. He got POW. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? And somewhere in here it says something else. Let's see. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be what? Gentle. Able to teach. Hello. And what? Say it again. Say it again. One more time. Okay, once more. Yeah. That means die, die, and die. That means endure, endure, endure. Amen? Be patient. In other words, don't be anxious. Hello? Wait on God. Let God build a house, not you, because every time you build it, the big bad wolf comes and huffs and puffs and blows it down again. It says, verse 25, come on, read it. In what? Humility. That means humble. Don't jump around telling people your flesh is bigger than theirs. Just humble. Correcting those who are in opposition of God perhaps will grant them repentance. See, repentance is granted. So that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive as a POW to do the will of the devil. Amen. Praise God. They are prisoners of war, instituted by the devil. And let me share with you how he institute these things by circumstances, pressures. Come on. Circumstances, pressures, losses, fears. Amen? Satan's evil designs, and he's got a full load of stuff that he knows how to move you out of position and entangle you. He forces man and God's children to yield or bow to his will. That's an individual that's been taken as a POW. Amen? Is everybody okay? So we want to come out of this POW and become a BOW, right? Praise God. Go to Ephesians 4. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Is that the right time? Where you guys been? Hallelujah. Where I've had by him. Man, we're only on the second scripture. Shh. Come on, we can't do a part two on this, can we? All things are possible. Buddy, help me. Hallelujah. We'll just pray in the Spirit. Lay your hands. Stretch your hands towards here, and we'll pray in the Spirit, and you can all get the notes. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. Second Ephesians, okay. Let's go to Second Ephesians. We're writing a new book tonight. Part 2 of Ephesians. In verse 25. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, putting away lying. Stop. The reason why people are lying is because they've been a POW. Has everybody got it? They've been taken captive. They're afraid. Hello? They lie, manipulate. Why? Because that spirit has entered them and they're afraid of giving up their life. Man, I want to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way. Well, you just became a POW. They lie to protect themselves. And self is a child of darkness. Hello? Has everybody got it? Because self was birthed when Adam and Eve fell. Self is a child of darkness. And when people lie, it's because they're protecting self. So that means they've been taken captive as a POW to do the will of darkness. Does everybody understand that? And they are in torment. They're not free. They're in torment. And the Holy Spirit quickens them. Man, you know you lied. You know you lied. You know you lied. And then the devil justifies, oh man, that's okay. Don't worry about it. You got a reason for lying. Yeah, you've been taken POW. You got POW'd. Amen? Been taken prisoner. Does everybody understand? This is so important because we've got to really begin to discern these things at this time. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his brothers and sisters. For we are members of one another. It says, be angry and don't sin. And do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Read verse 27 with me. Nor give place to the devil. Man, it's your responsibility not to give place to the devil. Not your spouse. Not your pastor. Hallelujah, I've been set free from that one. Everybody must work out their own salvation. Amen? It's your responsibility. Remember, freedom is learned. And this is where God tests you to see if you're putting what you've learned to stay free into practice. Because if you're either putting the things of God into practice or the things of the devil into practice. And what you practice, you become a slave to. Hello. And that's where this POW begins to manifest. You can try all kinds of things. You can try to feed, you can try to comfort, you can try to reason, you can try all of these things of the world, wisdom of the world. You can take medication, you can do it. But there's a difference between management and freedom. Amen? There is a difference. The first thing that the Bible tells us is make no place for the devil. Look it. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give to someone who is in need. This is denying yourself, isn't it? Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So these are the things that grieve the Spirit of God. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Make no place to the devil. Go to Philippians 2. Oh, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. Praise you, Lord. Philippians chapter 2. Starting at verse 1. Philippians 2, 1, yeah. Would you read it with me? Philippians 2, 1 through 4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection of and mercy, fulfill my joy by being what? Like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through what? Selfish ambitions or conceit. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. Let me tell you something. The Bible first says, make no place for the devil. Become like-minded. Why do you want to become like-minded with Christ? So that we can become like-minded with one another. If everybody's like-minded with Christ. Does everybody understand that? Now, when that begins to happen, there are no selfish ambitions. It's when people are not like-minded with Christ that promote selfish ambitions. Those open doors to the devil instantly. Because what are you doing? Me, myself, and I. You are promoting self. I'm doing this for me. Hello? Now, don't get me wrong. We've got to get set free, don't we? So we've got to be delivered. You're doing it for you there. But people go out and do things for selfish ambitions, for self-promotion, for self-gain, for material, for self-pleasure. Amen? Those are different things. Amen? But there is an area where you and I want to be, we want to do it for us to be set free so we go through deliverance. Amen. But we know the end result is so when we get set free, God can use us. So in that arena, it's really not self-ambition, is it? It's cooperating with the Spirit in unity. So that not only when we get set free, then God can flow through us. Because you can't give what you don't have. Has everybody got it? You cannot give what you don't have. People try to give to bring self-fulfillment, but it doesn't last. The fruits won't last. Oh, hallelujah. Avoid selfish ambitions. Become like-minded with Christ and with one another. Go to Proverbs 3, please. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3. Like-minded. Very important to be like-minded. Hallelujah. You know, when you're like-minded, that is a most desire as even a boss at work. Man, he's looking for someone that's like-minded with him so he can trust him. You know, like-minded. In ministry, pastors and evangelists and so forth, and when they're out doing crusades, they're looking for somebody that their desire is to be like-minded. Apostle Paul, man, he says, man, I've only got a couple that are like-minded. Other than that, they're not like-minded with me, and it's difficult to function, you know. But when there's a like-mindedness, you don't have to tell an individual what they need to do. They get it. They see it. They're seeing for you. See, our desire is to become like-minded. Amen? I mean, you know, when you're working on a job, one of the things that your boss will say, you know, he'll be telling you what you need to do, and finally it comes to a point where you go do it, and he looks to go tell you what to do, and it's like, man, you did it. Man, you know what you just did? Earned his trust. That's good. That's good. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with the Lord. He wants us to be like-minded. Decisions that we make, he wants us to make the same decisions he would. You know, as the Lord was growing me up as I was, you know, a few months old and stuff like that, and I would be going to services, and I would begin to see things, and the Holy Spirit always say to me, what would you do, guy? What would you do? Of course, I'd get out of it for a while, but he'd say, what would you do, guy? And I'd say, well, whatever you want to do. I thought that was the correct answer, and it was for a while. Then finally he would say, no, what would you do? And I would say, well, such and such. And I wouldn't hear anything. But let me tell you something. The things that I didn't want to do, there's times when I find myself getting ready to do something, he'll quick me, poof, say, don't you remember you wouldn't do that? I go, you're right. I wouldn't do that. I said I wouldn't do that. Does everybody understand? See, because as you're growing with the Lord, and we all, let me tell you never stop growing. What he's always trying to do is bring you to a like-minded place. And as you become more like-minded in an area, he gives you a little bit more. Then he gives you a little bit more. Amen? Oh, in Proverbs 3, did I say 3? Yeah. Verse 5. Would you read it with me? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and what? Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Whoa. So one of the things that we need to do is what? Depart from evil. You know, too many people want to shake hands with evil. They want to pet it. Nice evil. They want to soulishize it. Oh, it's okay. Like my vocabulary, soulishize it. I don't know. Praise God. You got it though, right? Praise God. I don't know if you'll find it in the Webster Dictionary, but you might find it in the Holy Ghost one. I don't know. You know, but people want to pet evil. They want to touch those things. The Bible says, don't touch anything unclean. You know why? Because they do not have a hatred for evil. And if you don't have a hatred for evil, you're a POW. James 4. Hallelujah. So we must not make any place for the devil. We got to avoid selfish ambitions and we got to depart from evil. So you can make every excuse you want a why. It does not free you from a POW. Does everybody understand that? Only repentance, reconciliation, the blood and the anointing break you loose. So what God is looking for is someone to believe, obey, and worship. That prevents you from becoming a POW. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. James 4. Is everybody there? Good, I'm on my way. James 4 and verse 6. Would you read it with me? But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So pride always blinds, okay? Pride always blinds discernment. Okay, please understand this. Pride always blinds discernment. Because when you're associating with a haughty spirit or a prideful spirit, your discernment now just got blinded. When you become captive to the enemy, you become blinded. Pride is the number one thing that will blind you. And it blinds your discernment. You cannot discern then what's clean or unclean, what voice it is. You can't discern it. That's why the Bible says pride goes before a fall, because that individual has been taken captive already and cannot discern. Hello? Has everybody got it? Good. Now look it. Pride will always blind discernment of what or when to depart or resist. Does everybody get this? I'm going to share this again. Remember, we just said depart from evil, right? Now we just said resist evil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. One of the things that happened that pride does, pride blinds the individual from discerning whether to resist or depart. Why? Because discernment has been blinded, hasn't it? Pride blinds whether what is clean, unclean. What is holy and unholy. The only thing pride can do is sever off everything and promote self. Looking for me. Me. Pride is a protector of self. Anger protects pride. That's why people who get angry real quick, man, who do you think you're talking to? That anger is protecting that pride, and that pride is protecting self. Has everybody got it? And that person has been taken captive and has been a POW for a long time. Why? Because you'll know by the fruit. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. So that means that there's something we must do. Submit. That means surrender. Submit. Right? Submit. No, I ain't submitting. I just don't believe that that's really God's will. When everybody else around you is telling you it's not God's will. That means you've been taken POW, you've been taken captive. The Bible says in a multitude of counsel, there's safety and wisdom. Out of the mouth of two witnesses, it shall be established. You got two brothers that come up to you and say, "Meow, brother, you know, this, and whatever." And you hear it from the office and you're still going to go do what you want to do. Then you're a POW. And pride will always say, "Well, man, they're against me." And anger will say, "Man, I ain't dealing with them anymore. I can do this all by myself." Yeah, yourself is going to do it. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. And then we'll have to continue. 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Would you read it with me? First Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Glory to God. Would you read it? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? He's looking for someone to chomp on, man. In verse 9, it says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So it didn't say that maybe you will suffer. It says after you suffer a while. That means you're going to have to die to self. Your suffering, as everybody understands this, your suffering is dying to yourself. Your suffering is denying yourself. Your suffering is saying no to that anger. Your suffering is saying no to that pride. Because, man, you want to just flow. Man, when you get offended, whoo-wee, you just want to let go. Why, you know, ho-wee-hee-ho-ha. And then you get a feeling of fulfillment. Oh, that felt good. I told that person off. Then all of a sudden, pow. P-O-W. You've been taken captivity. Temporary fulfillment, huh? Now it says here, resist the devil continuously. Has everybody got it? So I want to back up a little bit. It says, make no place to the devil. Avoid selfish ambitions. Depart from evil. Hello? Submit and resist. And then it says, resist the devil continuously. Oh, hallelujah. Resist the devil continuously. Understanding all brethren experience the same attack. Listen, you got to refuse to bow to Satan's will. It's your responsibility to refuse to bow to his will. You can't blame nothing on nobody else but you. Amen? You can't reason. You can't justify. I don't care what your circumstances are. Yeah, but you don't understand. You ain't Flip Wilson where you can just constantly say, the devil made me do it. That ain't going to work. And you can't go before God. You remember, God still brought judgment even when Eve said, well, the devil made me do it. And then he went to Adam and he said, hey, Eve made me do it. You know, and they all tried to pass it on everybody else and they all got judged. Amen? They all reaped, didn't they? No matter who did it. Okay? So listen, it's important that we get this understanding that we come out of a POW to a BOW. And we're going to continue on this because I don't want to keep us here any later tonight. So, hallelujah. POW part 2. Be there. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your joy and your presence. We thank you for who you are, what you've done. And Lord, anyone that's been taken captive, Lord, I'm asking that freedom will come. Freedom will come, Lord. Show them where the chains are bound. Show them where the mistakes are. Show them where the open doors are, Lord. Show us all in those areas where we've fallen short because of selfish ambitions, because of pride, because of arrogance, and because of the sway of the wicked one. We ask, Lord, for your mercies and your grace and your blessing upon each and every one here tonight. In Jesus' name.